The color in Izard's red eye seemed to flare for a second.
You refer to the mass resignations from the Squadron and their vow to liberate Thyfera?
Her laughter, which sounded quite genuine and unforced to Voru, nonetheless had few of the pleasing tones usually associated with laughter.
I appreciate the contempt you might feel for their effort, but it cannot be discounted. Yes, we have 3 destroyers, 2 of the Imperial, 1 of the Victory class, and a superstar destroyer to defend us. But your confidence in them is as misplaced as the Emperor's misjudgment of the Rebel Alliance.
Izard's face became a frozen mask.
Oh? You think so, do you? You think I am repeating the mistakes the Emperor made?
Voru met her stare openly.
You undoubtedly don't see it that way. But it's my place to remind you of the errors others have made, so you don't repeat them. You are correct. Horn, Antilles, and the others have nothing right now. And it does seem apparent that the New Republic does not support their effort. But that could change. And yes, we control the Bacta output for the galaxy, but we must be careful. If we make it too dear, forces will join to oppose us. And the former rogues are in an excellent position to make the most of that opposition.
Izard stared at him for a moment or two more, then abruptly broke her stare off.
Your caution is noted.
I will also point out that we still have the Asheron to deal with here. They may be minority among the Vratiks, but they have struck in the past at key production facilities. Their strikes over the past year or so have become more precise and effective. I think they will become even more so because of the rumors that some Zaltan personnel have joined them.
Yes. The Black Claw rebels are a bother, but that's why I have deployed stormtroopers to defend our facilities.
Voru smiled.
That was a good move, as was restricting them to play a defensive role. Establishing a Thyferan home defense corps that will allow Zookfra volunteers to fight the Asheron themselves was also brilliant.
Thank you. Zookfra's people will come to see themselves in an alliance with my stormtroopers in no time. Once a THDC force gets in over its head, and my people rescue them, the humans here will see my stormtroopers as the stalwart white line that separates them from death. Those who are dubious about us will be won over.
Izard spread her hands apart.
Irisi Delaret is heading up the fighter wing I have given to the THDC. She is a hero among her people, and having her so elevated proves to the Thyferans that I understand how superior they are.
Voru nodded slowly.
There is no denying it. She is excellent at analyzing and utilizing the psychology of a subject people against themselves. Still, when there is someone she can't break down, like Horn or Antilles, she has no way to defend against what they might do.
He looked up at her.
And what are your thoughts on this Rilka Mon Mothma pronounced a cure for your Krytos virus?
Propaganda, clearly meant to calm the masses. The fact is, its existence and efficacy against the virus are immaterial. If Derricote had been successful in creating the virus I asked him to create, or if Law had delayed the conquest of Imperial Center, the New Republic would have been broken beyond repair. As it is now, they are hard put to deal with the demands their populace is making on them. As we restrict Bacta flow to the New Republic and its worlds, we will alienate member states.
You mean we will be playing the same game we did on Imperial Center, but on a larger scale here?
Exactly.
Izard glanced up, looking well above his head.
My goal has always been to destroy the rebellion, then move to rebuild the Empire. In effect, by letting them take Imperial Center, we have destroyed the rebellion. They are no longer an elusive force that can strike at will. They now have to take responsibility and deliver on the promises they've made. When they fail to do that, the people will look for the sort of stability they had before. If we play things carefully, we will not have to reconquer Imperial Center. We will be invited back to resume our rightful place at the head of the Empire.
Interesting analysis. And accurate, I think. Except in one thing.
And that is...
Boru's dark eyes shrank to bare slits.
And Tilly's, Horn, and the others. They have the freedom the rebels once had. They are a problem we will have to deal with, and deal with swiftly.
Or else?
I was in a position to see them render Imperial Center defenseless.
Voru's voice hardened.
If we don't deal with them, I fear they will become a problem with which we cannot deal.